Jekka News, you need to know now.
Well, the weekend kicked off with isolated showers already early this morning, and there is more on the way. The arrival of the cold front will also be announced by thunder showers over parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest through the morning. It is expected to start clearing up in the afternoon. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 17, Joburg and Emalahleni 16, Polokwane 21, and if you are at Anybos, it will become a sunny and fine day in Mbombela up to 22 degrees. But bitterly cold elsewhere. Heavy rains expected in the Western Cape and snow heading for the Eastern Cape. Sutherland has a maximum of only 8 degrees today.
Words I never thought I'd have to say in the weather in July, but please drive carefully because there is rain across parts of Johannesburg right now. Reduce your speeds and drive carefully.
No update yet from the Ekurhuleni Traffic Department after operations were suspended at the Benoni and Boksburg licensing centres yesterday where the taps had run dry. The water supply interruption is due to the Rand Water maintenance at the Zwartkoppies pump system. Rand Water's planned maintenance work will impact the water supply in areas of Joburg, Tshwane and Ekurhuleni and is scheduled to continue until the 18th of July. And US President Donald Trump secured a major political victory when Congress narrowly passed his signature tax and spending bill through the night. The package honors many of Trump's campaign promises, boosting military spending, funding a mass migration deportation drive, and committing trillions of dollars to extend his first-term tax relief. It was passed as America Today celebrates its Independence Day. And with that, looking at our business news. Well, the rand has strengthened significantly, now touching on the 17.50 mark to the US dollar as optimism grows among global investors that more countries could reach trade agreements with America. South Africa is one of the countries wanting to ink a trade deal with US President Donald Trump before next week's deadline. Trump imposed a 30% tax on South African goods entering the US, and that was discussed during the high-profile visit led by President Cyril Ramaphosa to the White House in May. Asian investors were cautious this morning after Trump said he plans on starting sending out letters today to inform trading partners of their rates. The prospect that trading partners from Japan and South Korea to India and Taiwan could be hit with stiff tariffs have fueled fresh worries about the global economy. Meanwhile, our Minister of Trade and Industry and Competition, Park Starr, will table his department's budget vote in Parliament this morning. Looking at the financial indicators, the dollar now at 17 rand. 51, a euro 20 rand 76, pound 23 rand 99, gold at $3,337.99 per fine ounce, and Brent crude at $68.56 per barrel. I'm Khadija D'Souza, more news at 7.
Well, this is a story that I've been following throughout the last 24 hours or so. Liverpool forward Diego Jota and his brother died in a car crash in Spain early yesterday, sparking widespread grief across the footballing world. The vehicle that they were travelling in veered off a motorway and burst into flames shortly after midnight in the northwestern Zamora province, confirming the deaths of the two. Fans have been laying shirts, scarves, flowers and banners at Anfield. And making the incident even more tragic is that Jota had married his partner Ruta Cardoso just 2 weeks ago. His younger brother, Andre, played as a midfielder for FC Penafiel in Portugal's second tier. Johannesburg-born Ross Vincent has been named on Italy's bench for the first test against the Boks at Loftus tomorrow, which is also his 24th birthday. He went to school at Bishop's and qualifies to play for Italy through his maternal grandfather. Coach Gonzalo Quesada, meanwhile, has made 7 changes in all to the starting 15 that hammered Namibia 73-6 last Friday. There's a new look back three and a new centre pairing. Lorenzo Canone will start at number 8. The Azzurri will be captain for the first time by lock Nicolo Canone. And SuperSport United have officially confirmed the sale of their Premier Soccer League status to Siwelele Football Club, bringing an end to months of speculation surrounding the future of Matsatsanza. The transaction is subject to a